Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are finishing up the first parak of Maseches Maaseros. Today we're going to be learning parak Aleph, Mishnah Zayin, and parak Aleph, Mishnah Ches. Parak Aleph, Mishnah Zayin is going to be continuing our discussion regarding various produce in terms of when they are fully processed and therefore when the obligation of a Maaser sets in. And in parak Aleph, Mishnah Zayin, we're going to specifically be discussing wine and oil, when those are processed, before which you can eat them or drink them in a temporary snack-like way, but after which you would have to separate Maaser before consuming them any further. Says the Mishnah, Hayayin Mishe Yikape, that wine is considered fully processed once it's skimmed. It's in its little barrel where it's skimmed to remove the seeds and the peels from the grapes. At that point, once the seeds and peels are removed and skimmed off the top, then it is considered to be fully processed. Afla Pisha Kipa, but says the Mishnah, even once the wine is skimmed and the peels and seeds are removed, Koli min hagas ha'alyona u'min hatsinor vishosa, you can still drink from the wine that is in the upper wine press. The way that it works is the wine starts in the upper wine press, sort of goes down into a cistern where it is more fully processed, and that's where you remove these seeds and peels. But as long as it is still in the upper wine press before it goes into the bottom wine press, even if some of the wine has been skimmed and processed, you can still drink that remaining wine before it's fully processed, as well umin hatzinor, as well as from when it's in the pipe that sort of goes from the wine press to the cistern where it's fully processed there as well. As long as the wine's still there and not fully processed, vishosa, you can drink the wine at that point in a temporary type of a way. Hashemen, when it comes to oil, misheyered le'uka, it's considered fully processed once it goes into the trough. There too, once in the trough, that's where the oil is fully processed. Afal pi sheyered, but says the Mishnah, even though once it's in the trough, no tell min ha'akal umibein hamamal umibein hapatzim. Now what can you do? You can still take oil that's left from the sack. The sack is where it was ultimately crushed, right? You have the olives where it was crushed and made into olive oil. So if there's leftover leftover olive oil, or oil in the sack, you can certainly drink that oil. That's before it was fully processed. Or if you find it on the mamal, on the millstone that was used to crush the oil there as well, if you find oil there, you can drink that. That's also before it was processed, and therefore you could drink it and use it before separating maaser. And also, when it's if you find any wine on the bein hapatzim, on the boards of the oil press there too, So as well, it's not fully processed yet, and therefore you could consume, you could drink, you could use that oil because it wasn't fully processed yet, it wasn't yet in the trough. And says the Mishnah, V'nosin lechamita vila tamchoy, and you could use this oil either to put on a thin wafer, they would often, type of a thin wafer that they would often put oil on, or you could put it on some sort of a serving dish as well. Again, you could use it because this oil is pre the process, it wasn't in the trough yet, and therefore you could benefit from it without separating maaser. However, says the Mishnah, Avalo yitin lekadera vila lalfos, Kishahin Rotchin. But you can't put this oil in either a pot or in a frying pan that are boiling off the fire, but it was just on a fire. And the reason why you can't do that, the Bartinur explains, is because anything that's cooked, if you cook the oil, then you are obligated to separate maaser because that's a form of processing the oil. So according to the Tanakhama, if you have this frying pan or a pot, you can't put this oil onto it, even though it's from the sack or the millstone or the boards of the oil press. It's before the trough. You still can't put it in this boiling hot pot or frying pan because it's going to cook there. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, Lakolu knows it, no. As long as it's before the trough, you can certainly put it on any frying pan, any pot that's boiling, assuming it's not on the fire. Chutz midavar sheish b'chometz vatzir. As long as what you're cooking is not vinegar or brine, like the parts of fish, the liquid that comes from the fish fats and so on. The reason, the Bartinura says, is because the chometz and tzir, which is vinegar and brine, they often cook things in a very, very quick type of a way, and they'll allow it to cook in a quicker way, and therefore you can't put the oil on those things because it's going to allow it to cook. It's going to cook the oil in a quick way, so you can't do that. But anything else, as Rabbi Huda, you can put it on. According to Rabbi Huda, you don't a hot pot can't cook anything if it's still no longer on the fire. But we don't pasuk in that way, the Bar Tanura says. So we do hold that when it comes to any of this oil that you're taking from the sack, the millstone, etc., before it's processed, before the trough, you would be allowed to put it. You would not be allowed, rather, to put it in a pot or a frying pan that's still boiling hot, but you would be allowed to use it for a wafer or a serving dish and so on that is not boiling hot. Continuing now with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches, as we continue to discuss different produce that have been fully processed. We're going to specifically refer to discuss figs, because figs, we learned earlier, when it comes to other produce, once they're piled up, that's considered fully processed. But typically, when it came to dried figs and other types of figs, they were typically not piled up. They were typically used and crushed and made and used as ingredients in various foods. But it wasn't a matter of typically regular crops that were piled up in that way. Says the Mishnah, Ha'igol, when it comes to a round cake of figs, Misha Yachalikenu, once you glaze its surface and put juices on its surface, that's considered to be fully processed. And therefore, you can only eat it once the miser has been separated from it. And now, once we started discussing this glazing process, we're going to discuss a machlokas regarding this process. As the Mishnah, machalikim b'te'inim uva'anovim shel tevel. You're allowed to use the juices of either figs or grapes that are tevel for the purpose of glazing the figs. You could use the juices that are tevel. As long as you separated the chumas and maizes of the figs, the juices themselves, say the Tanakhama, that's fine if you don't separate maizer from that. And if that's tevel, that's okay, because at the end of the day, these juices are absorbed into the figs and they fall off the figs and they're not really considered to be its own entity unto itself. And therefore, even if they're tevel, you're allowed to use them to glaze the surface of any type of crop. Rabbi Yehuda Oser. Rabbi Yehuda prohibits and says, no, that you're not allowed to do that, because at the end of the day, you still need to separate the miser for these juices as well. But as the Bar Tanura says, the whole Mishnah, whenever we come to Rabbi Yehuda, we don't paskin like him. So we do assume that when it comes to these glazing, you're allowed to glaze from juices that have not been separated, where miser and chumos have not been separated. You can use tavel for the glazing process. Now, another machlokas when it comes to the glazing, and this is regarding being machshirei tumah. We've discussed previously that there are seven liquids that are on the list in Maseches Machshir in the sixth parak that allow something to become tameh. That if something came into contact with these seven liquids, then they have the potential to become tameh. On that list is wine, and on that list is oil. Says the Mishnah, Hamachalik ba'anavim. If you're using the grape juice to coat the figs and to glaze the figs, lo hochsher. It's not going to make those figs machshirei tumah. It's not going to allow them to become tameh, because at the end of the day, you're only squeezing the grapes to coat the figs, not as a liquid. However, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Hochsher. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says, no, that even though your intention isn't to use it as a liquid, you're simply using it to coat the figs, there too, you are able to make a tummy as a result of it coming into contact with these grapes. But again, as the Bar Tanura says, be paskin like the first opinion, namely, once you take the grape juice and coat the figs with them, it does not make it into something that has the potential to become tummy. Continuing now in the Mishnah, continuing our discussion of what is processed for the purpose of separating trumas and maestro, says the Mishnah, Grogros, when it comes to dried figs, when are they processed? Mi sheyadush, once they are squished, and ultimately they're squished enough in a barrel. Once they're squished in a barrel, dried figs are considered to be processed. Umegura, but if you're just putting them in a storehouse, in a storage place, misha ya'agel, they're considered to be fully processed once they are smoothed in a pile in the storage room. So says the Mishnah, Hayadosh bechavis. If a person is pressing the figs in a barrel, umaagel bimegura, or he's piling them up in a storage room, nishbara chavis v'niftocha megura, and either the barrel breaks or the storage room opens, the door breaks, and now it's an open area and everything falls out. Lo yochal mehemara, you cannot eat from this food that fell out in a temporary snack like way, according to the Tanakhama, because at the end of the day. Because at the end of the day, it was already processed and it was already made into its final product, and therefore you cannot eat them without separating trumas and maaseros. However, Rabbi Yossi matir. Rabbi Yossi says, no, that it's perfectly fine, because all of the food, according to Rabbi Yossi, needs to be processed before the obligation of separating maaser sets in. Tanakama says that the Bar Tanur says to be paskin like Rabbi Yossi, and namely we hold that once the barrel breaks, once the storage room breaks, at that point in time, you're no longer able to eat any of these foods, even if they fell out of the barrel, even if they fell out of the storage room that they were initially placed in. A quick review, Perak Aleph Mishnah Zayin taught us that when it comes to wine, once the wine is skimmed and the various seeds and peels are removed, at that point it's considered to be fully processed. Any other point before the process of processing, certainly you can eat it without separating maaser. When it comes to oil, the same is true. Once it's in the trough, that's considered fully processed. Before that point, it is not processed, and certainly anyone could eat it until that point. The Mishnah then said that when it comes to the oil, if you find oil in the sack or on the millstone, on the boards of the oil press, any other previous part of it, certainly you can. You can use the oil. You could put it on a wafer, a serving dish, and so on. But you can't, according to the Tanakhama, put them in a hot pot or a frying pan that's already boiling hot, because then you're going to cook the oil. That's how we paskin. Rabbi Huda disagrees, but that's how we paskin. You can't allow the oil to cook in that pan, even if it's off the fire. And then Perak Aleph Mishnah Ches discussed the case of figs and taught us that these round cakes of figs are considered to be fully processed once its surface is glazed. Then we had two machlokesim regarding this glazing process. Number one was a machlokes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Huda regarding whether you could use grape juice of tevel for the figs or not. Rabbi Tanakama said you can. Rabbi Huda said that you cannot. We pass on the Tanakama, you can, because at the end of the day, you're just going to be absorbed and fall off the figs, and therefore you can do it. And then the Mishnah, then the second machlokas was the question of whether or not if you smooth and glaze in the top of the figs with the grape juice, is it hochshir lekabel tumah? Do you make it the grape? Are the figs now able to be mekabel tumah, except to able to become tameh? So according to Tanakama, they are not, because at the end of the day, they're only being squeezed to coat the figs, not as a liquid. Rabbi Huda disagrees, but we paskin like the Tanakama. And then the question was regarding dried figs. When are dried figs that are not being put into a cake, when are those figs considered to be items that are fully processed? We said that once they're being squished into the barrel and crushed into the barrel, then they're considered to be process, and therefore you wouldn't be able to eat them without separating maaser. If you're not going to do that and squeeze them, and you're just going to make them put them in piles, and there too as well, if you're putting them in a storage room, once they're smooth into a pile, then they're considered fully processed. And there was a machlokas to conclude the Mishnah Perek Aleph Mishnah Ches in the Perek as well regarding pressing. If you press figs into a barrel, or you smooth them and pile them up in a storage room, and then the barrel breaks, or the storage room breaks, so what's the halacha there? Can you then continue to eat them even though they were already put in the barrel, put in the storage room, and then they fell out? So there's a machloket. Tanakama said that you may no longer eat them in a temporary way because they were already mostly processed and put in these barrels and then the storage room, and therefore you would not be able to eat them anymore without separating maaser. Rabbi Yossi disagrees, but again, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Have a great day.